This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional special today. I wanted to bring you a series on resolving conflict. That looks like it's going to have to wait until tomorrow. The Holy Spirit had other plans. And I feel I need to bring you this word. If you've got your Bible, turn with me to 1 Peter, the 4th chapter. And verse 8, not verse 18, as I said moments ago. It is verse 8 we're looking at. For some time, not that long ago, we studied the whole of 1 Peter and the whole of 2 Peter, verse by verse by verse by verse, during the Hour One Nugget. And if you heard that, I'm sure you'll agree with me. What fantastic words come from Peter, inspired by the Holy Spirit. Peter says this. He says, most of all, continue to show deep love for each other. And then he says this, for love covers a multitude of sins. For love covers a multitude of sins. That is an amazing statement to make. And I want to bring you this because, as you know, I like to look at love. I like to look at God's love for us. But I also need to look at what Peter is saying about love itself. And what Peter is saying that we should be doing. If you look at the New International Version, it says this, above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins. It covers over a multitude of sins. Every single one of us sin and fall short. We know this. It's very, very obvious. Every one of us sins and falls short. I love the Lord so, so much. I love Him so much. And Jesus has commanded me in John, the 15th chapter, and from verse 9, to love one another. I am commanded, not to asked, but commanded to love. I am asked to love. Say that with me. I am commanded to love. I am commanded to love. Because, says Peter, love covers over a multitude of sins. Let me tell you what Peter is trying to say, I believe. As I say, all of us have sinned and fallen short. Romans, the 3rd chapter, and verse 23 says that. None of us are perfect. But we are called to love. So we begin to love that person. And then that person sins against us. That person offends us. That person hurts us in some way. And what do? Our natural reaction is to fight back. So in a strange way, we are talking about resolving conflict after all, and I didn't even realize it. You see, We feel we want to fight back because we don't want to feel as though we are the underdog, if you will. So someone hurts us and we immediately go on the attack. A lot of us do anyway. And so therefore, at that moment, at that very moment, when we go on the attack, love is not covering a multitude of sins, not at all. This is why this statement was so incredibly radical. In the Old Testament, it teaches this, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. And Jesus quotes this and says, no. That's what it said then when you were living under law. You're now living under grace. This is what I say to you. Not an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say this to you, turn the other cheek. Turn the other cheek. That is what Jesus says. Turn the other cheek. That to me is amazing. And that is why, during Jesus' time, that was so incredibly radical. It really was. Jesus was teaching the Sermon on the Mount when he made that statement. And it's in Matthew, the 5th chapter, and verse 39, it says, "But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them the other cheek also." How radical is that? How incredibly radical is that? That's amazing. And Jesus says in the previous verse, you have heard it said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Because you see, Jesus is awesome. He is so awesome. But at the time, people didn't understand him. Let me read that entire passage for you in context. You have heard it said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you, some other versions say, verily, verily, I say unto you. Even others say, truly, truly, I say unto you. And any time I see verily, verily, or truly, truly, what he's just about to say is incredibly important. And he says, but I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them the other cheek also. And look at what Jesus says. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. Not a person, but someone who's actually darn right evil and nasty and horrible. Don't resist them. Don't turn away from them. Don't walk away from them. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn over to the other cheek also. And if anyone wants to sue you, take off your shirt and hand over your coat as well. In other words, Jesus is saying, stop this conflict. Stop this fighting. And it's amazing when you think about it. I often quote Nicky Cruz and David Wilkerson in the book The Cross and the Switchblade, where David Wilkerson was preaching to these kids, and he was talking to Nicky Cruz, who was the Mau Mau's president. He was the boss. And they were such a nasty, evil gang of guys, gang of people, gang of boys and girls. And Nicky Cruz said to David Wilkerson, come near me and I'll cut you into 1,000 pieces. And David Wilkerson said, you can cut me into 1,000 pieces and each one of those pieces will cry out, I love you. Those words were the beginning of a life-changing series of events for Nicky Cruz that turned him from his evil ways to making him one of the best evangelists on the planet today. Those words, they changed his life. You see, if you bring words of love to someone who has hurt you, if you bring words of love to someone who hates you, if you bring words of love to someone that you have a conflict with, oh, my wonderful Lord, how can they fight back? They can turn to you and say, I hate you. And you say, I love you. Love, right there, if it's real, is covering a multitude of sins, sins that have been perpetrated against you. And it's strange. Before I brought you this word, I thought I was bringing you a word from 1 Peter because I thought we were supposed to start a series on resolving conflict. But this is a perfect way to begin. The Holy Spirit knows exactly what He's doing. What a way to resolve conflict. What a wonderful way to resolve conflict. But I tell you, says Jesus, do not resist an evil person. And then there's a full stop. So now he wants to go on to say something else. The two are connected, but they're not absolutely connected because there's a full stop. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. There's a statement right there. End. Full stop. Now he goes on and says this. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, comma, so he hasn't finished, turn to them the other cheek also, full stop. And then he goes on to say this, and if anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, hand over your coat as well. That's showing love. That's showing God's wonderful love. That is showing the love that He plants into your heart and into your soul. And you are showing it because you truly love. And here's the mark. Here's the mark. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Here is the test. If you can't do that, then you don't love that person the way Jesus would want you to love that person. And Jesus says, love one another as I have loved you. David, have you got all this right? Do you know what you're doing? No, beloved. No, beloved, as I bring you this word, as I preach this word to you, I am listening to the Holy Spirit's words. I am listening to these words myself, and I am learning. Love covers a multitude of sins, says Peter. Continue loving one another, because that love covers a multitude of sins. And what's interesting is Peter isn't saying, actually, continue loving that way because that love covers a little tiny sin. A tiny, weeny, 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 tinsy, weeny sin. That's all it's hiding, so don't worry. No, Peter's not saying that. He uses the word multitude. Say multitude. Multitude, meaning many. Jesus talked about the multitudes coming to him to hear him speak. And we know one day there was 5,000 people there. And we know another day there were 4,000 people there. There were multitudes. And therefore, love covers a multitude of sins. Don't you think this is exciting? Don't you think this is so awe-inspiring? But so incredibly different, difficult to do, I hear you say. But the point is, beloved, I don't believe it is difficult. If you have your Heavenly Father and you turn to Him and you say, Lord, I want to love this way. I want to love people in this way. I want to be able to turn the other cheek. Father, I want to be able to If someone wants to get the better of me, take my shirt off and hand over my coat as well. Lord, I do not want to be left wanting. Father, when I am in trouble, when I'm in conflict, Lord, allow me to love that person the way that you would want me to love that person. Can you say yes and amen to that wonderful prayer? Can you say yes and amen right now to that prayer, beloved? If you can say yes and amen to the prayer I just bought, then I know God is going to do something amazing in your life. And I believe from this moment on, your life will not be the same. So if you didn't say yes and amen just now, say yes and amen now. Thank you, Jesus. Father, thank you for this word, and I give you the honor, and I give you the glory, and I give you the praise that is due your holy name, Lord. And I say, thank you for leading us into part one of resolving conflict. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.
This is my prayer, an offering of love, rising to you, my Lord. All of my thoughts, my fears and anxious ways, I give to you. I know that trusting means letting go. Give me the courage to get out of the boat and walk upon the rolling sea. As I look to you and away from me, so here I am in all my contradictions, afraid to live from the source of my convictions, all the plans I've made and the masks I've worn count for nothing before you. I'm just a beggar standing at your door, in need of some love, in need of some warm love. Be my God, strengthen me. Let me lay my weary head against you now. This is my prayer, an offering of love.